A prominent Nashville nonprofit that sells products made by survivors of prostitution and human trafficking has signed a national distribution deal with Whole Foods. WPLN's Natasha Sinyanovich reports this is Thistle Farm's biggest expansion to date.
2 decades ago, a handful of women began crafting candles in a church basement. Today, Thistle Farm's body and home goods pull in annual revenues of more than $2 million, which now requires some automation on the production line. One machine wraps boxes to be shipped around the country. In preparation for the Whole Foods rollout in November, the women made 30,000 of their signature candles in 6 weeks. That's half as many as they made all of last year, which means they're also outgrowing their manufacturing space on Charlotte Pike. CEO Hal Cato walks me through a newly acquired facility, 10 times larger than the current one.
Right now, it's just a big empty warehouse, but by next February, this will be where all of our products that are shipped nationwide are sold, packaged, picked, and shipped.
Ramping up will require more help. Cato hopes to one day even begin hiring from other recovery programs, and not just their own, called Magdalene. But for now, they're mostly expanding shifts, providing even more work for women like Brenda Wilson, a recent graduate of the 2-year program. She went from making lip balms to senior shipping specialist.
There's opportunity for us to grow with our company and grow within ourselves. It's very exciting.
With this expansion into Whole Foods in the U.S. and Canada, Thistle Farms plans to quadruple current revenues in 2 or 3 years. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.